Welcome to The Lowdown on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Sam.
And we'll be guiding you through week one, 7 days this week from 10 a.m. You'll be hearing your What's On guide, being introduced to life on campus, and receiving all the advice you need from the people that know.
Today you'll be hearing all about the help and support that is available to you throughout your time as a student at the University of Nottingham.
First though, here's your guide to everything that is happening around campus today.
The week is nearly over and all of those dreaded 9 a.m. lectures begin tomorrow.
But that doesn't mean that there isn't anything to look forward to. Tonight plays host to one of the biggest nights of the year.
Featuring Maverick Sabre,
Blonde,
Artful Dodger,
B-Traits,
and the truly amazing URN DJs, your finale night at Capital FM Arena, as organised by your Week 1 exec, is set to be a truly unmissable evening.
With tickets still available on the SU website for £29, and this opportunity only happening once in your whole university experience, finale night is a great way to spend an evening with everyone you've met this week. It's something you truly can't miss.
For those of you who can't get hold of tickets or want a quieter evening, your SU is laying on events around campus, including the opportunity to go to a special Home Comforts Cafe in the West Concourse Lounge.
The SB Guild has also arranged for a pub quiz to take place for all of you on Sutton Bonington who want to test your knowledge out in order to get your brain working before the studying begins.
Tonight is the last night of a truly epic week one, so make sure you take advantage of everything that is on offer to cap off one of the most memorable weeks of your life.
University Radio Nottingham presents The Lowdown.
The past week may have seemed like a whirlwind of meeting new friends, starting a really interesting degree, and going out every night of the week. But as the fluorescent paint and party anthems wear away, it's natural to feel a little homesick whilst at university.
For many of you, this will be your first time living on your own, and that in itself can bring many challenges.
But that isn't a problem, as your students' union is on hand to deal with any concerns you may face whilst at university, no matter how big or how small.
At the SU, your welfare officer is Chloe, and she is there to ensure that you have access to everything you need to make your time at Nottingham as comfortable as possible. She's able to tell you even more about the services available to you whilst you're studying here in Nottingham.
Moving to university can obviously be a really nerve-wracking and overwhelming time for people. So we have our week one reps, which are there from day one to help you from moving in all the way through your week. Probably the most prominent service we have to do with welfare in the first week is Nightline, who offer a confidential listening service, and you'll get their number as soon as you come to the welcome address. They basically run 24/7 during welcome week, so they'll be there to just listen to any problems you might be having in the first week. And then we have our student advice centre, which is open from 9 to 5 every day during the whole year, and they'll be there for you in the first week to sort of deal with any problems from accommodation to finance to just sort of settling in and all that sort of stuff.
How important are the welfare services that are already on campus, such as Nightline, Cripps Health Centre, any of the services that are available to students at the moment?
Yeah, they're absolutely vital. So things from getting counselling, which you can get on University Park, or you can get on St Bonington or Boston if you're sort of a medic over there. And it's really, really vital to get speaking to those straight away if there's anything that you're sort of worried about, if you're not sort of feeling yourself or you know that you need to speak to somebody. Nightline are absolutely incredible. So they are there if you don't think that counselling's the place that you need to go and you just sort of need to vent and just talk to somebody. They're just a confidential sort of listening service. They won't advise, they won't sort of lecture or anything. They just are there to listen to you if there's any problems. So they're really, really good. We have our mental health advisors, which are crucial. You have to be referred to a mental health advisor by the counselling service or the student advice centre, and they are really, really, really good at just sort of having appointments with you and just sort of trying to keep you sort of on track. And then we have our student advice centre, which is really good to deal with, like I said, anything from finance issues to housing to academic issues, anything that you sort of you want to pop in and have a chat with them about.
And so what is the one message you would give to new students who are perhaps struggling with the adjust to a new scenario, yeah, and meeting new friends and all that big intense period that goes on at once?
My advice would be that if you're not enjoying sort of welcome week and you don't sort of feel like you're having the best time, like, don't panic. It's not for everybody. Everybody adjusts differently.
You may need the on-campus welfare services if you fall ill whilst at university. You will find a doctor's surgery situated on campus, which is able to give you all the help you need, as Mum won't be around to give you those much-needed tissues and cuddles.
Cripps Health Centre is located, as you might have guessed, near Cripps Hall, just along from the Clive Granger building, and is your go-to place if you ever have a drunken accident and sprain your ankle, or any other types of more serious medical problems you may face whilst here.
Dr. Adam Cooper is from Cripps Health Centre, and he explains how the centre is there to help you.
We believe that we offer a complete medical service, not exclusively for students, but for a large population of the students of Nottingham University. We cover very routine things from chest infections, upset stomachs, to contraception, then to more complex things, people with long-term conditions. They may have joint care with ourselves and hospitals. And then, of course, unexpected things, travel medicine, sexual health, and also investigating those with symptoms of sexually transmitted infections and those that just need to check themselves out and make sure that they're okay.
So are students able just to walk into the centre, or do they have to register beforehand?
You do need to be registered to make an appointment, or in extreme cases where we need to see someone as an emergency, we will give them an emergency appointment and register them at the same time.
Just to clarify, perhaps some students aren't aware, is that when they register at the Cripps Health Centre, is that moving away from their GP that they have at home?
Yes, they will be registered with us, and so there are some practices across the UK which then when you try and get repeat prescriptions may say no, you have to deal with the university practice, and we're happy to do that and facilitate ongoing care even if you're at home.
We've spoken a little bit about emergency appointments, but in general, if a student has a worry or a concern, they wake up in the morning and want to ring up and ask, when can I get an appointment? How long would it take to see a doctor?
Simply for a doctor's appointment, we would expect you to be given the answer that it's within 48 to 72 hours. In very busy periods, it can get a little longer than that. If a student any time in the day does feel that, no, this really is an emergency, I have to be seen now, then they can say that they require an emergency appointment, and we will endeavour to see them that same day.
A lot of students coming away to university might not necessarily realise when they should go to A&E and when they should visit their GP. When should one go to the hospital as opposed to coming to visit you at the health centre?
Well, this is quite a big problem actually in Nottingham. We have lots of students both from the UK and from abroad who find themselves in an unfamiliar situation, often quite frightening. But we would encourage you, the Accident Emergency has actually been renamed the Emergency Department to try and give people the idea that this really is for emergencies only. So, for example, if you're playing sport and you break your leg, clearly that is an emergency department, potentially a 999 ambulance and going to emergency. But in general, there are appointments available at Cripps Health Centre Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 6:30, so we would cover that service for you.
Of course, the problems you face at university may not always be solved by a doctor.
Sometimes you may just need someone who can listen to you or help you out with any questions you might have about Nottingham and being a student here.
If that is the case, the university provides the perfect service to help you with any of your problems. Nightline.
Nightline is a listening information service provided for both UniArv and Trent. We don't give advice, but you can call us about pretty much anything, from what's this pizza number to I'm not liking university, or not getting on with my flatmates, or what time's the library open. So it's literally anything.
And how does Nightline work?
We have people who take calls. We also have IM. We have people who answer emails 365 days a year. And we also do Skype.
So where do you draw the line? Obviously, you mentioned people can call in if they want pizza or they want to know about the library. But what if someone's got a pretty serious problem?
We will talk to anyone about anything because we don't offer advice, we can do that.
But obviously, there is a difference, you know, between a 999 call and when you'd
obviously,
call Nightline.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. Like, if people call us instead of 999, we probably will be like, we can't call 999 for you, in all honesty.
Yeah. And so what hours do you operate? What days of the week?
Normally we do 7 p.m. till 8 a.m. But during freshers we are going to be 24 hours because we know it's one of the biggest, most important times at the university. And with lots of freshers coming in, they aren't going to have as much of an idea as not the rest of our students. So we want to be there and help them when we can.
And who are the people behind the phones, behind the emails?
Everyone is a student. You have to be a student to be part of Nightline because it's students understand students, and that's where the direction we're coming from. So it's for everyone from UniArv and from Trent.
And are you also looking to kind of recruit people, I suppose, for the new academic year?
Definitely. We just uploaded our application form online, which is on the website, or you can email us and we'll send you one, or you can have a little look on Facebook. So we would love as many people as possible to get in contact if they have a little bit of an interest in it.
So what type of person do you have to be, do you think, to be someone who works for Nightline?
I think anyone's really good. Like, a lot of people think it's psychology students, but sometimes it's great to have a background from everyone. So we just look for people who want to help in that way, and they want to like give up their time. They understand what they're taking on, so we're open to anyone really.
With so many services, the university is clearly committed to ensuring you remain comfortable and happy during your time as a student here. So make sure you use the services on offer to you if ever you do feel like you need help.
This is your last instalment of The Lowdown, although you can